is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the Saturday edition of the program, kicking off the first hour of the show. You're welcome to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free numbers brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. In fact, we'll go right out the gate to Gene, the Christian anarchist, waiting on the amp line. Gene, you're calling from some Republican convention. Where are you?
At the Southern Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans.
Now, you feel kind of dirty.
I do a little bit. But they just announced the straw poll results, and Ron Paul got second place by one vote. Can you believe that?
There were
439 for Romney, 438 for Ron Paul, both at 24%, and Sarah Palin got 18%.
That's so unfortunate. Why do you think that is? Because he ran away with it the last time, Gene. I mean, he dominated over the other guys. What happened this time?
Well, I think there were some shenanigans here regarding people who didn't get here before 2 o'clock, and they cut them off so that they couldn't vote. Actually, the voting was open till 5, but registration was cut off at right around 2. So people that showed up after 2 couldn't register. If they couldn't register, they couldn't vote. So there were at least, another couple dozen people that would have voted had they been able to register. So,
isn't that Romney character known for bussing people in and having them do his bidding, basically, and even somehow just paying people to kind of support him, even though they don't necessarily really care that much? Or have did you get that feeling?
I don't know that, but I did talk to the news guy from Fox News, and I'm sorry, I do not remember these people because I don't watch the news. I just recognize them, but I talked to him for just a little bit, and he said, well, Ron Paul paid these people to come down here because they subsidized their tickets. I said, well, they still had to travel down here. They still had to make the trip because he's saying because Campaign for Liberty was offering tickets for $30 and at the end for free, that was buying the votes. And I said, doesn't Mitt Romney and the rest do the same? And he says, he seemed to think that they didn't. So I don't know if Mitt Romney does that or not.
Hmm. Well, thanks for the update, Gene, and sorry you had to go down and experience all those Republicans in one place.
Actually, it was kind of fun because I had some very heated discussions with a couple of neocons, and it was interesting.
Did you convince any of them to Christian anarchy?
Oh, of course not. No. They have drank the Kool-Aid. But some of them, I actually talked to a couple of women there who were softer toned, and one girl even said that she might vote for Ron Paul. So I might have convinced one person to vote for Ron Paul.
Very good, Gene. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Doesn't seem likely to me that Ron Paul is going to run for president in 2020. 2012. I mean, he's going to be he was already the oldest guy amongst the candidates at that point. And people really do look at that issue.
You know, he brought up talking to neocons while he was down there, and I actually had an email here from Brett who asks a question, is it worth the time to debate neocons? He says, sometimes I wonder if it's really worth the time that it takes to debate closed-minded neocons on American foreign policy. I just had a Facebook debate with one that started with an article he posted where he ripped a Muslim congressman for going to Palestine and criticizing Israel. And then he basically puts his Facebook conversation in here where they go back and forth and don't convince either one of anything.
I wonder about any kind of debate on the internet at all. I've heard of people that have said that they've been convinced by whatever the debate is. Usually it seems to me that there's not enough opportunity. Like, it's so difficult to communicate, such a bad form of communication, period, that it's difficult to communicate with people what it is that you're trying to say effectively. It usually ends up in both people just, fortifying their own positions, and it seems to me that it doesn't really result in anything. I don't think I've ever been convinced by anything that's gone on in a forum, nor do I believe I've convinced too many people.
I guess what you want to look at as far as answering that question for yourself is, do you feel as though your time would be better spent doing something else? And because he's asking the question, is it worth the time to debate the closed-minded neocons? Well, I mean, if you heard some stories, as we've heard, that some people have come to the ideas of liberty from having read internet debates. I don't know if that means they came to the ideas of liberty from having participated in an internet debate. I think you're more likely to convince people that are reading the thread, or if it is public, and I don't really have any idea if this was even public. This may have just been a private conversation.
Yeah, Facebook stuff is usually it's the people that have liked it or commented on it that get to see it. Other than that, it just kind of goes in by the wayside.
So that may be a factor. I mean, if you're just talking one-on-one with a neocon versus in a kind of an arena where other people, an uncounted amount of other people, could possibly experience the conversation, you may have more effect on those other people than you will on, and this applies to, we're not just talking about neocons, we're talking about anybody that is really devout in their particular political set of beliefs.
Yeah, I've got an email thing going on with a socialist guy that I, you know from where I live, and I've been, you know, talking to him about stuff. But I think you need to keep things friendly. First off, the term debate is,
it
may or may not be describing exactly what's going on, but if you're already got somebody sort of in a defensive state, then you're going to be less likely to convince them of anything anyway. So you need to keep things friendly. You need to talk to them about issues that are important to them. You need to explain them in ways that they will find motivating.
And it's hard to do that with this issue, right? I mean, with the issue of war, because a neoconservative is really down with the idea of blowing things up and killing people. And to tell him something to the effect of, well, the federal government shouldn't be doing that, withdraw the troops from around the world, I mean, that sets them off. I mean, there's terrorists out there, and if you get their emotions up, then they're certainly not going to
usually
listen.
You can communicate with them on the basis of smaller government, though. You can talk to them about
on the military.
I understand that, but you can talk to them about the ideas of smaller government and voluntary situations, voluntary scenarios. So you say, look, I don't care how many bases that you want to fund around the world, and that's cool, but really what it is I don't want to be involved. I philosophically have a problem with the military. I philosophically have a problem with foreign wars, wars where I'm required to pay to, you know, kill innocent people, which is what happens in war. Sorry, it's called collateral damage, and I don't want to participate. Would you throw me in jail and take my house and from me if I didn't want to pay for it? And that's really where you have to come from.
Yeah, that's a good point, because then you aren't debating the minutiae of the details of whether or not the United States government should have 700 military bases or one or 300 or what. That way you're not kind of getting mired down in all of that. And you really strike at the root of, well, look, I don't agree with this. Am I free to disagree with you and not actually go along with funding this?
What I find really funny is that conservatives are supposed to be about small government, but when it comes to the areas where they believe in government, they are so much harder to convince than liberals when it comes to the idea of no government in those areas. Because conservative itself just sort of means this kind of nostalgic feeling for some period in time that they believe existed where everything was perfect and we need to get back to that, whatever that is. That's by and large what it means, and so they can be very rigid. Well, no, we must get back to the 1950s when people had cigarettes rolled up in their sleeves, and the worst thing that happened was some of the bad kids drank too much or whatever. You can't convince them because that's just their thought process.
So to answer the question of is it worth the time to debate whoever, like he asks neocons, but debate somebody who's real devout in their belief system? It all depends on how you want to spend your time, you know? I mean, what are your priorities in life? I mean, do you have other things that you'd rather be doing in this particular period of time, and you find yourself being drawn in and drawn in again to these debates, and you realize that you should be doing X, Y, or Z, or working on some kind of business project, or, you know, doing outreach, or whatever it is what is your priority? What do you want to be spending your time on? Because if there's something you feel like your time would be better spent on, then you should go and do that. But I know how easy it is to get dragged down into these internet debates.
It's easy.
They feel fun and they feel important, and I don't know if they are. Maybe they are. I don't really have a firm answer on this. It really just all depends on, is there something else you should be doing? I guess that's the question, because otherwise it's just your leisure time. Otherwise you're just spending your leisure time debating neocons. Well, whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Dial in and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where to go. We've got our webcam there and also the chat room all on the same page. You can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners all for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
That IRS refund is coming in the mail, and you can use it to... Well, spruce up your bedroom or or excuse me, your bathroom or kitchen with new knobs and pulls from innerknobs.com. Just go to innerknobs.com and check out all their great prices. They've got a clearance section with closeouts from 80% to 50 to 80% off. You can use code FTL to save an additional 11%. And they've just added additional items to the clearance section. It's interknobs.com, and they've got all the knobs and pulls that the big box stores do, but they've got them a lot less. Interknobs.com.
800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. You bring up anything. It is Jerry listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Jerry, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I tried to get in last week because y'all were pretty busy talking about religion. And, you know, when you talk about something like that, you can go on and on and on. And I just wanted to make a brief comment. I feel that there's just too much politics involved in all the major religions, maybe not Buddhism. But there's this rock and roll group that came out in the 90s. It was called Edie Burkett and the New Bohemians.
Edie Burkell.
Yeah, I think they're out
there. Edie Burkell, yeah. And there's a line in a song there that really stuck with me, and it sounds kind of funny, but it's really profound. She says, religion is the smile on the face of a dog. Now, I know that sounds kind of comical in a way, but when you really stop to think about it, it's very profound. Because sometimes some of the simplest things are the most profound.
You know that Edie Burkell is a marijuana legalization activist, right?
Well, I don't know about her marijuana smoking habits, but I also believe if you smoke some marijuana, you can get closer to God. But
I don't disagree.
Now, what is the smile on the face of a dog? What does it mean to you?
Well, it means that the dog loves you, and he doesn't have to have a reason why. You know, he just loves you because that's what a dog does. And he doesn't care whether you're all these different rules and regulations. He doesn't put all this on you like, you know, rosary beads or, well, you know, I won't pick on the Catholics, but, you know, all these, you know, things, different things. Now, we need law. Because a lot of religion, I guess, was developed because of we need law for, you know, we don't want people going around killing everybody and everything. So we do need law. But there's a difference between law and religion, and I don't know really where the line is. But religion should be so simple that you don't need to go to a church. You don't have to shouldn't have another person between you and God. And you shouldn't have to spend any money. I mean, to me, it just seems like it should be a one-on-one simplistic thing. You
know? I agree with all that. I don't know about the interpretation of the smile on a dog, but
I think it means whatever it means
whatever
for you,
it means
and it's
you.
Fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine, and that's beautiful.
But I agree
it
with all the latter parts. Like, you know, there's no point in having a middleman, right? Because a lot of the religions of the world are predicated on the idea that there's this interpreter, you know, like the Pope, that this one man has the ability to connect to God, and you just have to trust him and listen to what he has to say about all this and believe him because, well, he told you that he can connect with God and that you can't. So I like where you're coming from on that.
Yeah, maybe I don't have I had a lot of thoughts on it last week, but I forgot some of them about the dog part. But anyway, you know, I kind of find it funny. She also says in that same song, she says, what I am is what I am, and you are what you are or what. You know, and when Moses went up on the mountain and the burning bush was burning, and he asked, well, who are you? He says, I am that I am. You know, so it's kind of the same. You know, like, I am that I am. That's a very profound, you know, I don't have to have a reason. I just am, you know. Just like Edie Burkett, what I am is what I am. You know, so, you know, I don't know. It's something to think about. You know?
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the number. We go to Joe in Connecticut. You can bring up anything. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplify.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Joe?
So I wanted to talk a little bit about why violence will not work under any circumstances. First of all, no matter what kind of guns you have or how many you have or how big a group you have, the government and the military will always have more. And
you're talking about violence against the state.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And not only will they have more guns, but they'll have the ability to use them because, you know, they...
With impunity.
Yeah, they have the ability to... but they have, the people that do the job practice more, too.
That, too. And on top of that, look at in the Revolutionary War, for example, the disparity in technology was very slight, whereas now, you know, we can probably get our hands on, you know, some pretty decent rifles and whatever, but we're not going to get tanks. We're not going to get, you know, Black Hawks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, and not to mention the fact that just because no peaceful movement has, other than maybe Gandhi or whatever, has really done anything, does that mean we have to be stuck in this caveman mentality?
Yeah, I was thinking about this conversation was, I believe, from last night or the night before, and it sort of drug over. And I think that revolutions throughout history have certainly been the sort of the pressure relief valve, as it were, for governments, which traditionally are very bad at responding to the people that they're supposed to serve, whether they're monocratic, autocratic, or democratic, whatever it is, or a republic for the Republicans out there. You know, whether they're any of those things, they're still very, very, very bad at responding to the public, which is whom they're supposed to serve. And so, yes, revolutions tend to work as a pressure relief valve. That doesn't mean that one can't use peaceful means prior to the point where the pressure relief valve would go off to try to, prevent that situation from going on. It's like saying, well, I don't think that would work. Well, fine. Don't do it then. You know, sit around and do whatever it is that you're doing.
Polish your gun.
I don't need your help. Thank you.
Right. And political thought has evolved through the centuries. If not, we would still be, you know, killing Christians in the Colosseum. So why couldn't it evolve from this point to peace?
Yep. And yeah, also, let's point out that the jumps in communication have been tremendous in the last few decades, not to mention the last century. And now the ideas can transfer much more quickly. People can sign on to new ideas, get new ideas much better. Young people are exposed to many other ideas because what you would see up to this point is basically young people. Are what their parents are. So if you come mm-hmm. from a Republican family, you're a Republican. If you come from a Democrat family, you're a Democrat. If you come from a family that doesn't really care to vote, then you don't care to vote. But now these people are these young people are exposed to many other ideas on the internet, and different politicians have managed to enterprise on that. The Ron Paul campaign certainly did. The Obama campaign certainly did. And I think we're going to see things change.
Right, and my last point before I wanted to get off, every Saturday especially, you hear a lot of statists call in and talk about how the state is the way and whatnot. I want to ask these people, why are you so opposed to a voluntary society? If you want to live in a state the way it is now, live in that, but let us do what we want without the state.
It's because they demand your money and your compliance.
Why are you so opposed to a voluntary society? 800-259-9231, that's Joe's question. You want to answer it?
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The website itself has been redesigned for 2010. In fact, just this past week, it got a facelift. There have been a few things changed around with the design of the front page to make it easier to use, a little more simple. Go to freetalklive.com to experience that. You can sign up for a free account. You can submit show prep ideas, including news articles or videos or blog posts or whatever you want, whatever you think our listeners will like, because they can vote them up or vote them down, and so can you. It's a neat little way to influence some of the things that you might hear on this program by going to freetalklive.com.
Talk radio is rife for offers to buy gold and silver, especially gold. And, you know, back in, I think it was 2004 or 2002 or something like that, I investigated buying some gold, and I found calling those companies that were offering them, it just to be very confusing. They didn't seem to offer apples to apples. And what I did for people is I put together a website where I got together with one of these gold purveyors, and it's Midas Resources. They help syndicate the show. And I made it easy. I picked out some gold and silver coins that were simple, basically have very little numismatic value. I don't want to collect coins. I want gold and silver.
Yeah.
And I put them out at gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. And you can go over there, and it's likely going to be the lowest rates you're going to find on the internet anywhere. You might be able to find some things on, you know, eBay if you want to invest a whole bunch of time in trying to find the lowest price. But these are likely lower than anything that is getting offered on any of the other people advertising on talk radio. gold.freetalklive.com.
So we just got off the phone with Joe in Connecticut. He left during the last segment, left us with a question. And essentially the question, by the way, it wasn't answered. No one called in to answer Joe's question. I didn't really think they would, because it didn't seem to be formed in a way that the people he was talking to would really understand. He, and help me recall this here, Mark, he basically targeted the people in our audience who are of a pro-governmental mindset. He used the term statist. And he asked the question.
You hear that word a lot used now that the Democrats are in power and the Republicans, you know, call everything the Democrats do statist.
Are they? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing it a lot.
Okay. So his question was, I didn't write it down, this is the only problem. Something to the effect of, what is your problem with a voluntary society?
Yeah, what's your problem with people, being able to choose what it is that they want to do, as opposed to having to participate in your society? I mean, sort of underlying, I guess the question is, what's so great about your system that you have to force people to be involved in it?
I think it's a great question. I just don't know if it's connecting. And the number here is 800-259-9231. I don't think that any of these people really believe there could be another system.
I mean,
this is the system. This is the way things are. What do you mean? What?
Right. I don't think people have looked at the idea that government doesn't necessarily have to be tied to geopolitical landmasses.
It's always been that way.
Well, it's largely been that way. But mostly throughout human history, most of the laws have centered around the idea of not hurting someone and not taking the things that are theirs. And I think that force should be used in those situations if it's warranted. So, I mean, if somebody's trying to hurt you, it's fine to use force to protect yourself. That's fine. But relatively recently, certainly there's plenty of cases in history where you can point this out. But relatively recently, especially in the United States, the laws have just exponentially increased. There's so many laws now that nobody could possibly know what they are. Mm-hmm. And they're not about, the vast majority of them aren't about whether or not I take something from someone or hurt them in some way. Now they're about, regulations and, you got to pay this if you have that. And, it's all kinds of things, especially, of course, drug laws that say, oh, you can't put that in your body, as though I don't own myself. I mean, if I don't own me, who owns me?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a way to ask the question that will actually get a response. At 800-259-9231. I mean, we've got dozens of over 60 radio stations on board here tonight, probably closer to 70. But nobody's called in to answer Joe's question. And, of course, it's open phones, too, so you can call in and bring up whatever you want to. But I've got a story here from LouRockwell.com called The Government is One Giant Cult. And so it's like asking cult members... It's like asking a cult member who is so devout in his beliefs in the cult... why it is that you shouldn't be able to leave the cult. He believes that you're in the cult, too. They all believe that we're all, well, you're part of this society. You elected these people. You elected these representatives. What do you mean?
If you don't like it, you can leave.
Right.
I mean, that's what you always get. If you don't like the way things here are in the United States, you may go to someplace else. And
yeah, the whole concept, the idea that you would be able to exist in the politically designated landmass without necessarily being a part of the state society, the state club, if you will, I think is beyond a lot of people. I think it's beyond the people that he was trying to, beyond their paradigm of the people that he was trying to speak to, that he was trying to ask that question of. Do you think, or
I think that people need to, when presented properly, that they can have an opportunity to kind of look around the way things are currently. Like, for instance, here in the United States, at one point, it was illegal to be Quaker in Massachusetts. They cut their ears off, they killed them, they executed them, they did all kinds of things. Now, currently, in the United States, and some areas of the world, you can be any religion you want, and it's religions are no longer tied to geopolitical landmasses. It wasn't that way at one point, and it is still that way in some places, but it doesn't have to be that way for religion, and it doesn't have to be that way for government. You can have whatever government system you want, and then I could have whatever one I want. Imagine for a second, I live in New Hampshire, where adults are allowed to choose not to wear seatbelts. In New Hampshire, I don't have to wear a seatbelt. If I drive across the border to Vermont, suddenly I have to put a seatbelt on. Well, why can't I just be a New Hampshireite in Vermont and not wear my seatbelt? I mean, really.
You should be able to. You didn't agree to their statutes. By crossing the imaginary line in the sand, you didn't agree to join their society. And that's the presumption that is constantly applied to people. The presumption is... I mean, I got this census thing in the mail today. I got another copy of the census, and on the outside of the envelope, it says, "Your response is required by law." And I say it that way because it was all in caps, it's really important. Really? Well, how is that exactly? How is it that I became responsible for knowing and obeying whatever it is that the federal government people wrote down on pieces of paper. How did that happen exactly? Was it because my mother pushed me out of her womb back in 1980? What bit of magic is it that allows that to occur? If that's what your answer is going to be,
well, one would somebody who would be defending that statement would say that that's the system, and you decided to stay here. You may choose to leave if you wish. This is the system that we have set up here. But then one must look back, and how legitimate is that system? For instance, there was a system when the people fought the Revolutionary War in the United States. Would you say that those people who fought the Revolutionary War were wrong and bad for choosing to opt out of the old system and put their own in place? Yes, I'd say they're bad for putting their own in place because they forced other people into it. People in the minority were forced into it, not to mention people that weren't allowed to vote at all, like the Indians and that kind of thing. They just, wiped them out. So their system was implemented through the use of force, but one has to ask, were they wrong for saying, no, King, we no longer agree with your system? I no longer agree. I'm not willing to shoot you over it, but I don't agree any longer.
Yeah, exactly. I want out, and I shouldn't be forced to stay in. How do you feel about that? I guess is really the question. The idea of people living in the same geographic area as you, but not necessarily being a part of your governmental structure, your government society. I don't consent to the federal government. I don't want their programs. So, no, I'm not going to take Social Security or whatever, even though I paid money into it. I don't pay anymore. I don't want their programs. I don't want their assistance. I don't want to support their killing. I don't want to support their stealing. I don't want to do anything to support them. But I don't want to go away either. So how do you reconcile all that? 800-259-9231. Are you willing to live side by side with somebody who doesn't want to participate in your governmental system? As long as they don't hurt you, of course. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves this Saturday evening here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping there, amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about taking a case to court and you haven't checked out jurisdictionary.com, well, you're probably not going to win. Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them. Jurisdictionary is the layman's opportunity to use the legal system to their advantage. It'll show you how to protect yourself with draft pleadings, doing research, how to set hearings and move the court. Go check them out at jurisdictionary.com. It is a course, a five-hour video seminar, plus some audio classrooms and workbooks. Check it out at jurisdictionary.com.
So we had a question earlier, and I think we finally have fleshed it out enough to where we're getting some responses here. We're going to jump into your phone calls here in a moment. Just ask the question again and give out the number, 800-259-9231. Joe had asked about the voluntary society, about people opting out, basically, of the federal government, opting out of not just the federal government, but the state governments, opting out of the coercive society, opting out of the state, because we never really opted in the first place. They just presumed that we wanted to be a part of it and tried to brainwash us into believing that we were. But making it very clear that we no longer wish to be a part of this, and we're just going to stay right where we are. We're not going to leave this politically designated landmass. We're going to form our own society, an alternative society that's based in peace, that's based in consensual action. And he was wondering, how do you feel about that? If you're somebody who's still well into the old state society and the governmental structure, how do you feel about that? I think that's essentially a kind of a re-asking of the question, don't you, Mark?
I think so.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and the fun here. You can talk about anything, answer that question, or bring up whatever you want. Let's go to Jeffy listening in West Palm Beach to WFTL. Hello, Jeffy.
Hey, what's going on, man? Nothing much. Thanks for taking my call. First-time listener, first-time caller.
That's what we do.
I really like what you guys are saying. About Joe's question, you know, I was in the military. Now I'm in, I go to FAU, Florida Atlantic. So I've been in the institutions, and having been inside it, it's just the way that everything is constructed. From the time people are young, they are given religion, and it makes you believe in an all-knowing presence watching your every move. So whatever they say this all-knowing president says is wrong, people, you know, they feel really deeply about it. But I totally, completely, 100% agree with him. I mean, the government is just so ridiculous, you know. The fact that, you know, and it sounds like a stoner, but I'm just saying the fact that they won't let you grow marijuana in your own backyard, a seed that comes from the earth, but yet they'll let you buy cigarettes that give you cancer and tax you for them. It's like population control and murder. All I mean, it's just ridiculous. So
I'm with you, my man. Hey, Jeffy, have you,
I just
ever?
Don't get it. I'm off. I'm sorry.
You don't have to run. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm completely with you. Cannabis Culture magazine. Are you familiar with it?
I've heard of it. Yes, sir.
They stopped publishing their magazine because it's hard to do print these days, but they are still online, cannabisculture.com. They just printed up a really great, or they put on their website a great article about the civil disobedience movement that's going on here in New Hampshire, specifically the Keene area. I moved up here a few years ago from Florida myself, having been born and raised down there. And
we
have people smoking cannabis in the town square every single day at 4:20 in the afternoon. So things are beginning to change. Things are beginning to change up here.
It's just natural, you know. I mean, I could even see if, you know, cigarettes, if it was just tobacco. But to let, you know, people in a factory spray it down with tons of carcinogens and then tax it, I don't know. It just blows me away. But you guys are doing great, and keep doing what you're doing.
Jeffy, when you get a chance, head over to cannabisculture.com. Take a look around for that article. It's really great. Actually, you can go to freekeen.com, and you can see it right there at the top. And thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. Just got home. I'm going to be streaming you guys, man.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, probably going to freekeen.com or cannabisculture.com will get you to that. It's an amazing article about the last year and a half's worth of cannabis activism. But there's more than just cannabis activism going on here. There's a whole movement, and we'll tell you more about the Free State Project here coming up in a little bit. We continue with your phone calls in the meantime. Going to, I believe, Ed is in Maui. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you doing?
Aloha.
Let me take this off the speakerphone.
Okay. Didn't even sound like a speakerphone. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I always get complaints on this phone if I don't have it on off. You ask who believes they own us? Well, if you look into it legally, the legal papers or whatever, the Queen of England owns us.
The Queen of England?
Yes, correct.
This sounds like a conspiracy theory. Let me know.
Hold on. It's a fact. In 1933,
here's the fact. The Queen of England does not own me. That's a fact. Now,
well,
go ahead.
I'm just saying, if you want to follow up on this, all the paperwork is there. When we went into bankruptcy in 1933, the Social Security, the country, the federal.
Oh, well, that's not me.
I don't know those debts.
Well, I'm just saying that ever since then, we have been the collateral for this bankruptcy. Our blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak, has been the collateral for it. And
certainly the government spends money based on the expectation that people are going to pay taxes. But if all of a sudden everybody decided they didn't want to pay into that system, then their ownership really, what you're claiming is ownership, really wouldn't hold much water at that point, would it?
Well, I'm just saying the legal paperwork is there.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't care what they wrote down on pieces of paper. The fact is this government exists through consent. It exists through mass consent because people believe in it. It's a cult. People believe in the idea that it's okay to aggress against their neighbors so long as they have a good reason for it. They believe that it's okay to aggress against their neighbors so long as a majority of people walking into some booth check a box somewhere.
Yeah, people spend more time thinking about the government and pledging allegiance to the flag than they do. Many people spend more time pledging allegiance to the flag than they do praying to their God. And their religion is this government.
And it's actually, if you believe in, like, the Christian religion and all that, putting other gods above your God is usually a pretty bad thing.
Yeah, to me, the Pledge of Allegiance is simply a prayer to the God of you know, the government.
Should we mention it was written by a National Socialist?
You can mention that.
It's important to mention that.
You can mention
it. It's essentially religious indoctrination for the state. Is what it is.
Yeah, and I guess if you don't believe that, you have to ask yourself, at what point would somebody's, patriotism turn into a religion? I mean, you know, it may very well be that, saying the Pledge of Allegiance isn't a prayer to the flag for somebody. Somebody might just be saying it, you know, sort of in a rote fashion.
Mm.
But you know,
I think many people do.
There
that.
Has to be a point when your patriotism has turned into a religion. What point is that?
Let's talk to Doug, listening in Anchorage. Takudo, Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, I really like talking about, it sounds like that one caller, sounds like we should say seeds instead of bullets, you know, for changing your society. Plant the seeds, forget about the bullets. The bullets ain't going to do nothing. But at any rate.
Yes. Plant the seeds of ideas in people's minds and allow them to flower into new paradigms, and then we'll.
It might be real seeds, though.
You could do that too.
You can plant real seeds and change people's minds with that too.
I fully support Operation Overgrow. That's something that Mark Emery came up with, I think, from the cannabis culture, as I mentioned earlier before. The king of pot suggests going around and planting pot seeds in things like police planters and out front of City Hall and that kind of thing. Good stuff. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Sounds really good. At any rate, we've been living in a controller society for a few thousand years now, or maybe not even that long. And before that, the hunter gatherers, it was pretty much men and women were equal. That God was not vengeful. God was a God that was everything. You know, if you ask somebody, do you believe in God? I always answer, what isn't God?
Mm.
It's all God.
so you would would you describe yourself as a pantheist or panentheist?
Well, I mean, there's nothing can be separate from God or one. I mean, it's all part of, it's either the controller society that wants to separate everything from everybody, from everyone, every religion from every other religion, hate, love.
Well, right, because if people believe that others are different from them somehow, then it's easier to demonize them. It's easier for them to think of the other as the enemy. And you're right, dividing people is certainly not helping, I don't think. And I tend to agree with your particular viewpoint that everything is God. That's a pantheistic view. And I thank you for the call tonight. Wish we had more time. 800-259-9231. We've got to make more room for you. 800-259-9231. And your thoughts coming up in hour number two. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.